Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. I'm blessed to be here with you this morning to see all those smiling faces. We're going to be studying about the Holy Spirit this morning. And before we get started, I'd like to open in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to learn from your word this morning, and especially your son Jesus, who died in our place on the cross. We're so grateful for that. Praise your holy name. Now, as we get started this morning, learning about the Holy Spirit, I want to open in Psalms 16. Well, Psalm 16 talks about the hope of the faithful and the Messiah's victory. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for your saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. They drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I will set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for a reading from the book of Psalms. Now we'll get started here on the Holy Spirit and studying about him. The Holy Spirit is a third person in the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a real male person. He is co-equal with God the Father and Jesus, his Son. We will be studying how great and awesome he is. When did we see evidence of him? Although he was with the Father, God, and Jesus from the very beginning of time. As we look in Acts 2, with Jesus' disciples there, it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Did you know that when we get saved by Christ Jesus, he gives us the Holy Spirit, which lives inside of us? That is actually God living in us. If we are not saved, we do not have the Holy Spirit, and we will never enter into God's kingdom. That is a place you do not want to be, because no one knows when he or she will die. Only God knows. Our days are numbered by God, and when that day comes, we are gone from this earth. Remember, God loves us all very much, and he wants us all to receive him as our personal Lord and Savior. As we learn about the Holy Spirit, that still small voice that gives you instruction, the correct instruction, is usually him. Have you ever been lost and pray about it? And you hear someone or that thought that says, turn right, and you turn right, not left. God gives us a free will to do what we want, but we need to follow his leading. Acts 1:8, talking about power. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witness to me in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Acts 5:32, goes on to say, and we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Remember, that is very important to God, that we as Christians obey him. Listen to what he says. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. When we have the Holy Spirit living inside us, what shall we do? Matthew 28, 19 and 20 says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, we as Christians need to read the Bible daily. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. How can we walk in the way God wants us if we do not know nothing about him? John 14, 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you remembrance of all things that I said to you. Romans 8, 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. John 15, 26, but when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. You see, it says Jesus Christ, our Lord, will tell you about the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure we'll be amazed at what we find out about it. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Or do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Ephesians 4, 30. And do not grieve the Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let's look at how and what the Holy Spirit can do. We'll be taking this from the scriptures in Acts 5, 1 through 9. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself, while it remained? Was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last breath. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, tell me whatever you sold the land for so much. She said, yes, for so much. And Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who buried your husband are at the door. They will carry you out. And immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. You know, there is an what they call the unpardonable sin. This is the sin Jesus was speaking about in Matthew 12, 31 and 32. Therefore, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. This is a sin we must not commit. As we look more about the Holy Spirit, we find this in Psalm 143:10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. We as Christians look forward to that holy land someday with our Lord. What a great day that will be. Let's look at prophecy and what the Bible says about it. 2 Peter 1:21. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts us and guides us to walk in a manner that is pleasing to God. Romans 5:5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The Spirit is our gift when we get saved by Christ Jesus and his great grace. We are saved by grace, not by works. Luke 11:13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Romans 5:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace, and believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know, as I close that message this morning, you know, it is so wonderful that Father God, you know, and Jesus just poured out the Spirit so that he indwells in our bodies and guides us in the right direction. Because I know I'd be a mess without his guidance. And I grieve him a lot. I'm sure we all do. But I'm so blessed to be able to share that message with you this morning. So as we close, dear Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful that your word goes out powerful amongst us. Let us learn from this, Father. And I say thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray.